Good afternoon, everybody. It's 2:00. We're gathered for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioners conference room. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd as well, and we have full house and all three commissioners present. We're going to go right into executive session for the following agenda items. Item 1A is Wagner versus Josephine County on case number 118CV01437CL under ORS 192-6602H. Followed by item 1B, lease of county property at Josephine County Fairgrounds with TNB Racing LLC under ORS 192-6602E. All approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No electronic devices shall be used to record at this time. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of this executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:01. It's 3:13 p.m. We're back in general session. So regarding item 1A, Wagner versus Josephine County, December 118CV01437CL. Do we need a motion?
No motion.
We have direction.
Direction?
So mm-hmm. Staff's been directed to move forward with a weekly business session with this thingamabob.
Correct, yes. So we're going to engage with the plaintiff in the Wagner lawsuit and advance the proposed consent decree to a business session accordingly. And then we shall engage with the tenant in the TMB matter and advance a revised or a new iteration of the lease also.
Well said.
Does that seem like we're in agreement with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect to me.
Wonderful. So item 2 is additional subjects and matters from commissioners.
Do you want those back?
I had one. There was an invitation from the Southern Oregon Timber Industries Association Board of Directors inviting our organization to their annual Christmas holiday dinner, where Matt Donegan will be the featured speaker. He was the chair of the Governor's Wildfire Response Council, and that was tasked to review Oregon's current model for wildfire prevention preparedness and response, analyzing whether or not the current model is sustainable given our increasing wildfire risks. Matt's going to talk about recommendations of the three subcommittees and what it means to the future of timber management and firefighting in Oregon. We're supposed to RSVP for this event, and
it's an odd subject for a Christmas dinner.
But the group is the Southern Oregon Timber Industries Association. Mm-hmm. So I think,
where is it going to be?
It's in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club on December 11th. There is a cost of $40 a person. They're wanting RSVP for number from the organization attending and what type of meal.
Sounds like a follow-up for you and Sarah. Or at least you. But
I don't know this. I would have to say Sarah for the public safety power shutoffs. I don't think this group is necessarily pertaining to that portion.
Okay.
But as far as if you guys would want to go, and all that kind of stuff. The request came to the board office. I don't know if it was directed to me directly, because I've gone to a meeting in the past, but I heard at their meeting today, I talked to Dave Streeter, and he said, we're all invited.
Will Dave be going?
No, Dave is not going.
Somebody needs to go.
Okay. Yep. Who would you guys like to go?
Because you know the story, so I think you should go, if you're willing.
I'm willing to go if the board would like me to attend. I just don't want to make that decision without you guys' feedback.
What do you think, Darren?
Yeah, I think it's the follow-up to that whole process, so I want to make sure whatever's said there is monitored by us. So, yeah.
I concur.
Yep.
Okay.
Pick your meal.
So then...
Yep. We'll watch out for rubber chicken.
There's a group as well that has been emailing me this week trying to get the county, apparently, all right, let me back up. Community Alliance of Tenants is a advocacy group for tenant rights. They reached out to me to see about Josephine County being a place they expanded to. They're in Jackson County, but they started up in the Portland area. And my response is, if you want to take care of tenants, you also take care of the landlords. And if you take all the rights from landlords away, you will have no rentals for tenants. So therefore, if you want to make sure renters are taken care of, make sure the laws are fair for landlords. And I didn't dissuade them from talking to me by saying that, which I thought was interesting. But there is a decision on Friday the legislature has made changes to a charter, which Oregon Housing Charter, regarding rental market, and that they can expand both tenant and rental education services. There's a $3 million pool to be used to support that as rental market resources for tenants and landlords. They have a expansion of a hotline and in-person services so a tenant can call and get help for questions of what they're dealing with that normally they couldn't afford or that too adversarial and risky to do it. And they're asking Josephine County to submit a letter or phone call expressing interest in having those types of services as a resource in our community. I said the first time they're willing to call in. I proposed either 10:45 or 11 on Thursday at the end of our admin meeting so we can still get it declared. If that's something you guys would be interested in getting the information.
Doesn't DHS take care of that? They've got all the sounding boards and all. Why not?
They're not housing. Rental services are for more than just people that can afford. It's for everybody, not just people that do DHS service.
Is this a private organization or is it another government entity?
They're a nonprofit who is receiving government grant dollars to provide the service. And it's in Jackson County, but they have people from our county call, so they're wanting to have our support in actually expanding the services officially so that they can get the money from the state.
I guess we could hear the proposal.
Yeah, I told them I couldn't approve anything on behalf of the board that we would want to hear the information, but I didn't want to even put it on your agenda or ask without telling you about it first.
Nope, and we've declared a housing crisis, and this all sounds relevant, so okay. I think we should hear it at least.
Okay, so...
Don't you think?
I'll see...
I think it's opening a can of worms, but I think you make a very good point, Commander, is that you've got to take care of the, because I don't have to be a landlord. I could not be a landlord tomorrow if it got too tough. And all of a sudden I'm getting demands from my tenant that, you know, oh boy, now I've got a sounding board. And boy, am I, you know, I'm going to go tell my teacher, they're going to come home and arrest you in your place of business. Stuff like that's gone way too far. Way too far. I see probably in some instances where it's got its advantages, but you guys can do it, but I would caution.
I don't disagree, but that's why I thought instead of...
I'd like to find out maybe from Colleen, Commissioner Roberts, or how's it working in your area?
I don't know if the commissioners are involved or not over there. Honestly,
Then why are we involved then?
Because they want to expand into our county, and they're looking for...
But how did they get started over there? Did they just start up on their own, or did the county...
They have a housing council over there that is pretty active.
Okay.
That's outside of its
ORS
190
meeting.
They
got their foot in the door over there. Yeah. They just pop up out of nowhere.
We could ask on the phone on Thursday.
$3 million.
I'm not an expert on this organization at all. They presented information to me. I had questions about, I said, I understand you're there for tenants, but if you want to be there for tenants, you also have to be there for landlords.
Yeah,
she wanted to come back and say that.
She didn't hang up on you, so.
Correct. And for the matter of fact, she's been very persistent this week to get a hold of me before they submit something on Friday to this legislative body, what a committee or whoever they are, I don't know. Okay, so if I hear back and they're able, we'll see about getting a presentation on Thursday. Otherwise, we're not taking part because it will miss deadlines, if that makes sense. Okay, cool. And then we got a mining report, something back from forestry on an application, and I'm not sure what next steps are, because...
Who made the application? I didn't get a chance to talk to Dennis Dixon, because he was on his way out the door, but I didn't know who made the application. Is this the... I don't know who it is.
Yeah, well, so there's a process outlined in ordinance for how the county will process this, and the Mining Advisory Committee is the next little step. And so what would occur is after they've considered this application, then it comes up to the board level for consideration.
A couple of questions I brought up at the Mining Advisory Committee.
Without the party, the applicant here, we will refrain from really getting into it.
I couldn't sit on my hands because I had fireworks going off, so I have a couple of real concerns if I think I know who it is.
It's a formal process, so without the applicant here, we'll just...
The letter and the application thing. There's some things in there that touch lightly on it, but I want to have a little bit better.
Well, and there may be quasi-judicial function at some point, so I don't want to get there. I just want to make sure that if there's something we need to do next, since it was just placed on my chair, I'm bringing it up.
So next is headed to the Mining Advisory Committee.
It's not Planning Commission? It's mining?
Mining first, yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I had a couple questions coming at that moment.
Where does it go next?
What do you need to know? Okay, yes, it goes to Mining Advisory Committee on Thursday at 1 p.m.
That was my question.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was the last one I had there. Anything else for the good of the order?
I have a couple things to share. I went to the CEDC meeting yesterday, and they're preparing their goals for the city council. For their presentation to them. And I said, hey, you guys should, while that's on your tongue, why don't you come talk to the board about it? And they said, well, don't you guys have quarterly meetings where we usually present something? And didn't you skip the last one? And we got into a conversation about what happened to our last quarterly meeting. Was there nothing on the agenda, or was it just forgotten? Because we did not have a joint.
Okay,
city,
so I wasn't
county,
the only one feeling
meeting.
Like it was missed?
Right.
Okay.
It came up again and reminded me that somehow we didn't have our quarterly meeting last quarter. And so I don't know how that happens or what the remedy is or who's the initiator on such things. But we should not miss those meetings, and there should be plenty to talk about. And so I wanted to get that back in front of us. But also they want to make a request of the city of Grants Pass and of the county to look at county-owned properties within the city limits of Cave Junction and the city limits of Grants Pass for possible incentivizing of multifamily dwelling building projects. They're trying to ask the city council also to look at SDCs for multifamily for a temporary reduction or some sort of incentivizing. And so I'd already talked to Wendy about, and she's helping me get the list of properties that the county owns within those two cities to see if there is a possible property that could be used. And since we've declared our housing crisis, and since we're trying to find remedies, and nobody wants to build multifamily anywhere, we're trying... What incentives could we come up with as a government to try and help that out? So hopefully there'll be an update in the future on those items.
It was interesting because Morrow County talked about the incentives they give for housing in their area, but they are using either economic development or lottery or something they're getting back and kind of rebate dollars from the state. It might be their port money or something like that. They're giving out, if you buy a property and fix it up, they'll pay you. They'll, you know, all these things. So Morrow County is a county that's doing some things right now. Now, one of the questions that come up of what incentives the county could do, I know that if a nonprofit, no, that's not right. We leased a property to an individual, and on an annual basis, we review waiving their property
assessment
taxes. Because it's essentially them letting us use the property. But I think otherwise, it's prohibited in our charter to, unless it goes to the vote of the people, to not collect taxes on a property or give a reduction in taxes. So it'd have to be a different incentive, or if there is an incentive program, we'd have to submit it to the voters.
Right.
Per our charter. Hmm. So I want to throw that out there as something unique in our charter.
That's another reason to have a charter review committee eventually.
And that goes for taxes, but it doesn't go for fees that we charge.
We don't charge except for the permit fees.
That's what I mean.
True, but you can't build multifamily outside of the cities.
We may.
Because of the way Oregon
works it land. Basically. You ask the government, well, how can you possibly help out? And they go, we just don't know. Yeah, there's many, many ways you can do. You can waive all kinds of permit fees. You can waive all kinds of, you can discount permit fees. We can give you a 60% discount on all of your permits to do this. And that's what you would do for incentive.
But the city has those programs for multifamily, not county.
Yeah. Right. And so it's just the preliminary thoughts that came out of the CDBC.
I think that question keeps getting asked enough, Darren. Yeah. We ought to keep asking it on it's up to us to keep asking it.
I will do it.
We're not getting any answers. We never get
any. Well, we're not getting any projects built, and that's where I'm at. Yeah. Someone needs to start building something. Hmm. So we'll see what we can do. They're having one more housing summit coming up, too, where they're inviting the builders and developers in to ask what the barriers are and stuff. So they're doing a third little housing summit.
I heard noise today about 3 6-plexes going out off of Allen Creek somewhere.
Hmm. It only helps, though. And I'm doing a project right now with 11 duplexes, so every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. Somebody out on Redwood Avenue.
We're not going to get anybody to build another JD's Departments or anything. By the way, that's been there. JD's has been there a long time.
They also, I forgot, I meant to write that down. The CEDC also recommended that the Josephine County Housing Advisory Committee, I'm getting the name all messed up, but when's the last time their processes were evaluated by anyone, or their mission and vision were evaluated by anyone, and are they doing anything to help with the declared housing crisis? And so, for whatever reason, that meeting is scheduled right over one of our ongoing meetings, and so I'm either going to have to miss.
Which one is it?
The Josephine Community Housing Development, whatever it's called. I keep messing up the name, but it has an official name. And like the one in Jackson County actually built stuff. They came over here and built stuff. And they're thinking about combining, and that would give us some more.
County Housing Authority is the one that built that deal out there under our tenure.
On Maple Park.
Our housing authority doesn't build things.
No, all they do is they're a conduit for money. And so they were saying, hey, has anybody checked in to make sure they're helping with those processes? So I'm going to try and do whatever I can to miss our meeting that's scheduled over it or whatever and start getting over there and start asking.
Which meeting is it? Do we need to try to
It's their it? Monthly meeting, and I'm not sure. I couldn't find it in my phone, so
okay.
We could just talk about it after. But
actually,
through Annette.
I think I have it because I just got an email from them while we were sitting here.
Oh, that'd be convenient. I tried to look in December, and it didn't look like it was there, and then I got bored in January.
Kimberly Lowe, packet for a meeting on the December 10th at 1:30.
Oh, so it is in there.
So that's Tuesday at 1:30, so their meeting starts at 1:30, and our legal counsel's at 2.
That's the one it steps on every time.
Okay, we can adjust.
Yep. So, because I think I'm neglecting that information stream.
Oh, Wally says, no, I want to have that legal meeting.
We'll go from 5 to 7, just to make it easy.
That'll work.
One other thing came up.
I know.
So, get a bunch of them in there.
Mm-hmm. I was not planning on going to the Oregon Leadership Summit.
Me neither.
And
I went last year.
We kind of, yeah, I know. And you both went last year,
yes,
I think. So the thing that changed since we talked last about going or not is that AOC decided not to hire an executive director yet and to continue the search process.
Oh.
So they have decided to schedule a board meeting at the Oregon Leadership Conference for the next steps. And so I'm on the search committee, I'm on the board. As district chair, put me on the search committee and the board. So now
you're back in.
Well, I haven't registered for the program because quite frankly,
Can you go to just that breakout meeting? Can you go to just that meeting without going to the... Can you just walk in the building and say it's in room, Cascade
sure,
room?
Sure, but why would I drive 5 hours to walk into an hour meeting?
I don't know.
I'm going to see if I can call. But
visit your family. You got a sister lives up there. Pop in. Say hi.
Go buy Pine State Biscuits. That's where the good stuff is.
I have a sister who lives up there, but she didn't invite me over.
Yeah, I'm not looking for travel opportunities. I just wanted you guys to know because I'm trying to coordinate.
Can you phone into that board meeting for chance? Yeah.
All other groups, like today, we all got an invite from Steve Vincent with Avistacorp saying we host a breakfast. We invite Senators Wyden and Merkley. And some other groups and stuff. So it's just one of those things that it wasn't on my radar, and now they're scheduling a border meeting that day.
Yeah.
So wanted you to just have
my response is still the same. I'm not going.
Yeah. Leadership summit didn't seem to have it all wham bam together. It was.
No. Okay. So let me see if I can call in. If I can't, I may have to go.
Right.
So that's
what
I'm
waiting to
hear.
It would make sense to go. Yeah. All right.
Anything else?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Evening meeting, so I'd like to get out of here.
I have one too. Any other things? Okay. Thank you. We're adjourned at 3:34.